The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
In South Jackson County on 106.7 K294 AS Ashland.
8 minutes after 8, and Lauren in Eagle Point, how is it looking there after a wild late afternoon with all the wind and the power lines down? Break it down. What's the story?
Well, I went out walking this morning. Well, last night, I don't think I've ever been in that big of a storm. As I thought it was a tornado. I mean, the way the trees were bending, or 4:30-ish, just blew me away. Not blew me away, but it was horrible.
So yeah, yeah. I found a little, things from my yard just all over the place where they were not planted earlier. But you still have power, or is it out at this point?
No. Power came on about 9 o'clock, between 8:30 and 9. It went off about 5 o'clock, and so I figured out I got my little portable radio thing, and so I could listen to KMED, and then I kept checked on my daughter and everything. But I walked this morning, and a lot of debris all over the roads. A lot of big trees, at least big branches, broke off of them.
Well, keep in mind that red flag warnings are back in effect this afternoon, 2 to 8. Maybe not as much thunderstorm potential, but watch for the wind, okay?
But our fire department ran at least 10 to 15 calls because of power or trees on a car or electric lines on a car, a phone on a car.
Yeah.
It was a horrible situation. So
All right.
I'm glad it's sunny right now, and it's nice to walk this morning. It wasn't as hot this morning to walk.
All right. Appreciate you checking in. Thank you very much, Lauren. All right. And, actually, here it is. I thought I was talking to Bob Tiernan an hour ago, and I misread my confirmation, and Bob Tiernan called now instead. Bob, I'm glad you're here.
Yes.
Welcome.
Yes. Am I late? Early?
No, I was early. I misread. I was talking with Dawn, about this and trying to get you all confirmed in. But I'm glad you're here. I thought that everybody was just waking up late over at the RNC, and everyone was just like hungover. I don't know if it's a hungover drinking crowd or not, Bob.
Well, let me tell you, it is.
It is. Okay.
It is. They have the only thing they have more than security there and the 3,000 plus police officers running around are bars. So, yes.
Well, it is Milwaukee, right? So you're talking about, the beer that made Milwaukee famous and brewers, et cetera, I imagine. So, now, by the way, Bob Tiernan, longtime Republican leader in Oregon politics, and you were the one that I was hoping was going to be the GOP gubernatorial candidate in 2022. It was not meant to be. Are you thinking about running again? Would that be something you'd entertain?
I always keep my options open to be helpful where I can. I don't have a quote political bug. I have a great family and a good business and my parents, bless their heart, 96 and 97, who I look after. So I have a lot on my plate, but I'm always happy to jump in and help. And, Oregon's been going in the wrong direction for so many damn years. And it just needs a person with some business experience who knows how to tackle problems, execute plans, and get things done. And that, politicians don't know how to do that. And so Oregon needs it. I know how to do it. And if I saw the opportunity to contribute, I jump in with both feet. But it's not a, it's not something I look forward to like a vacation. But it was something that I would consider a big challenge.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to know that, Bob. Now, if I recall, you ran Grocery Outlet. Are you still involved with the company, or are you just out now?
Yes, I am. No, I'm. They've retained me as an advisor for the last 15 years. I was their president, chief operating officer, fixed their problems, turned the company around, and I continue to advise them. And I think they're still the fastest growing grocery store chain in the Western United States.
Hmm. One of the challenges, if you were to ever be governor again, is that the way it's been explained to me, what makes Oregon ungovernable, even when you have a Democrat in charge, is that everything is about you have all of your union interests versus your, shall we say, identity politics issues kind of all rolled up into one. Would that be a fair assessment of why even the Democrats can't really govern the state?
Well, I take exception to that.
You do.
I think it is governable. I think it is fixable. yes, the unions are out of control. The unions have been running the public sector unions, not the private sector.
Yeah.
The public sector unions have been the tail wagging the dog for the last 30 years. They own that government. And it's because the politicians play to them, and that's how they get their money. So, yeah, you need somebody to who understands who the opposition is and take them head on and take the rudder and put it where it needs to be, you know, to do, you know, let's have school choice. Let's slim down the size of government. You know, let's control what we're paying for our overhead, like the yeah. pension system, out of control. There's so many things there, but yeah, no, it is a solvable problem. You just need to get some talent in the job.
Well, you know, essentially you need a dad boss. Now, I know I kind of nicknamed you affectionately, you know, mean boss Bob, because it's just like, you know, you want to fix things, you bring Bob in. He's going to have to do, okay, Bob's going to have to take care of things here now, Junior, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, you know, it's true. If you want to spoil your kids, what's going to happen? You give them everything they want, and what happens?
They're miserable.
Tackling difficult problems is not easy. It's not fun, and it's not a popularity contest. It's a get it done. You know, I spent 30 years in the Navy, got out as commander, and, you know, most of my time in there was literally solving problems. And every problem has a solution to it. But, yeah, it's not a popularity contest. So you're not in there to kiss babies. And if that's your attitude, to make everybody happy, you'll be very ineffective.
Oh.
If your job is to go in there and solve the problem, you will upset a lot of people, but you will get the job done.
Yeah, and you'll get reelected for that matter. So, Bob Tiernan, let's shift gears back to the RNC since you're calling from there, and we just kind of wanted to. What is your overall impression? Were you there when President Trump came in to the hero's welcome, and maybe give us your overall feeling about J.D. Vance for the VP pick? What are you thinking?
Well, in general, I think the convention is probably one of the best ever, and it's probably because what happened over this last weekend when our nominee and former president was almost killed by a sniper. I think the relief that it didn't happen has been a rallying point. That plus what happened during that event and how he took it and how he jumped up and put his fist up and just kept on going. And I think that's the resilience and the character of Donald Trump. And I think a lot of people saw that. And I think there's a brand new energy in the Republican Party that's going to rally around him and is rallying around him. And then you look what he did yesterday and picked J.D. Vance, a 39-year-old, excuse me, extremely bright, smart, articulate. You know, he's going to be 40 in August. He's a former Marine. He knows how to get things done. He has, you know, the schooling, the Yale, the Ohio State. He's a freshman senator. He has just a knack about him. I think he's the face of our party for the future. So you get Trump there. You get J.D. Vance there. I think that's a heck of a team. And I think so many people are excited here, which makes this convention so unusual.
I also think that J.D.'s sympathy to the working class, to the deindustrializing of the country and the effects on people, that is, you know, if you're talking about restoring the country, that has to be addressed. And neither party has really done a great job of addressing that over the last 40, 50 years. Do you agree on that?
Oh, absolutely. I think we haven't been executing on the basics of what makes our country so great. Executing being fixing the problems as they come along. I mean, the problems we have right now in front of us, similar to Oregon, they've been dragging our country down. The problems in Oregon have been dragging them down for a long time, but our out of control immigration system, the inflation, our economy, the public safety, our national defense has been slipping away. We're becoming something that the Russians think they can take on now. The Chinese want to pick on us. They're sending their fleet off the coast of Alaska. Now, would this happen under Ronald Reagan, under George Bush? Would it happen under Mr. Trump? No, they wouldn't dare take us on. I think we're in a dangerous time, and we have to get our basics in this country under control. And nothing's more important than our national defense, our public safety, controlling who comes in our country and who leaves our country. And then, of course, our economy and our infrastructure that makes this country so great. It's got to be strong.
Bob Tiernan with me. Bob, I wanted to just comment on when I saw video of President Trump having come, you know, to Milwaukee. I was surprised to, I don't know if you saw that, but were you surprised as I was, kind of the emotional look he had on his face, almost as if maybe the gravity of what had happened on Saturday or what had almost happened kind of hit him at that point? Is it just me, or maybe I'm reading more into it than what was really there?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But my sense is it has. And I see that in the tone of some of his things he's been saying, his releases, his general demeanor walking around. Now, he hasn't made his big appearance at the convention yet. He will.
It's going to be on Thursday, right? He's going to be the finale of it all, right?
Yes. But he's been popping his head up. He's here. Vance is here. You know, his future cabinet is here. People that, you know, who are going to be the brains behind his administration. I mean, one thing that Trump does, he picks extremely bright people to put in place to help run our country. And that's the power of the presidency. They have 260 key presidential appointments, his cabinet, you know, Secretary of Defense, Undersecretary of Defense, the Secretary of State. He has a whole cadre of very smart people. He knows how to pick them, and he puts them in there. And it's not because you're black or you're white or you went to a particular school or you're short. It's because you're really smart, you've proven yourself, and you have great experience. And that's what we need to turn this country around. And those are the people who are actually at the convention. I see them walking around. I know who some of them are.
Yeah.
And so it is exciting. And do I see President Bush with a new look? President Bush, I just had a Biden moment. Do I see our future President Trump with a new look right now?
Yeah,
I do. I think what happened could have, you know, changed his attitude a little bit of being a little more inclusive, a little less, I guess, tone it down and you know, be kinder to people.
Well, he's still, you know, Trump's still going to be Trump. You're not going to, you know, you're never going to beat Trump out of Trump. The point being, though, what I'll be really curious to see, though, because he has tended to go for smart people in the cabinet, but last administration, he went for a lot of people who were smart, but people who also secretly hated his agenda. And do you think he has a better idea of who to avoid this time around?
Oh, I think absolutely. And that's a great point. You know, you just can't be book smart. You also have to, you know, have experience. You have to be loyal to the direction that you've been given. And you can't undermine your boss. And so do I think he can make smarter appointments? Do I think he's going to be more careful? Do I think his second term is going to be more surgical? And do I think he can get more things done because of that prior experience? I think it's yes, yes, and yes. But the power of the president is picking super good people, managing them, overseeing them. And if they do take that, as you just mentioned there, Bill, they do take a left turn to replace him.
Bob Tiernan, longtime Republican leader in Oregon politics. Bob, I really appreciate you giving us a little on the ground look there. Is there anything that has surprised you there since you've gotten to Milwaukee?
The sense of unity. I was a little taken back. You know, there was, after what happened over the weekend, there was some folks who didn't want to come to the convention because they were afraid for their safety.
Right.
You know, is this going to happen again? Am I going to be part of it? Are we going to have riots? And I think, you know, the sense of unity of the people in that building. I mean, there's 20,000 people here, and I think their spirit, the excitement level is just off the charts. I think it's very well organized. I think our speakers, we had the president of the Teamsters yesterday. First time ever a union leader has addressed the convention, which I think, and I understand unions very well, I think it's great because listening to them, the Teamsters are a business-oriented union, and they understand if they have a great leader in the White House, their members are going to thrive.
Yeah, and if you have a trucking company, and you're a Teamsters member, and you're in a trucking company that is being screwed over by government and goes out of business, guess what? Doesn't matter how many dues you pay. You don't have a job.
Exactly. And Trump gets that. So I think it was very unusual to have him come speak. What a powerful speaker, Sean O'Brien. What a good leader. I don't agree with everything he says or does, but so what? Smart guy. You want to solve problems, keep smart people around you. But yeah, the whole tenor of the the security. We have 3,000 police officers from neighboring states. You can see them walking around. They have Illinois on them. They have Michigan on them. They have Iowa on their.
How long does it take to get in? How long does it take to get in, Bob? I have to wonder.
A while. You know, I was on 9/11 duty when we locked down Pearl Harbor right after 9/11, the day after. And I tell you, the security around that base was unbelievable. Guns out, bomb sniffing dogs. You could, even in uniform, you couldn't move without having eyes all over you. Well, the security that we have here reminds me of that very day. The security is very tight. They are very thorough. The Secret Service is everywhere. It almost looks like every NFL team released their entire team, put them in some security uniforms, put bugs in their ear, and have them walking around. I mean, it looks like that.
Wow.
It's a very safe place, and the amount of security is great, makes everybody feel better. But that was a little bit of a surprise, too. I mean, I'm used to tight security, but I've never seen it like this.
All right, Bob Tiernan, we appreciate you coming in here, and we'll have you back. And are you writing this or blogging it or putting it on Facebook or any other social media? No. What's going on? What are you doing?
Just talking to you and a couple other radio stations around the state. You know, I probably should, but, you know, I'm here to help. Do some certain things. And,
yeah. Well, you're there to make sure, well, to actually enjoy the convention too. Is there any possibility? I don't know what the polling looks like at this point, or if any new polling. Is there any chance for Trump to actually play in Oregon with electoral politics? Do you think that there could be, that he could be in play or not? I don't know where it goes.
I think there is. A chance. I don't mean a chance like, you know, good luck. I think it's probably somewhere around, you know, 45-55 before these events have happened. Mm-hmm. But I think since the president we have, you know, and this is not a dig on him, he's just not competent to be president. I don't care if he's Democrat or Republican. I mean, he's not there. He should not be president of the United States.
And it looks like the wagons are being circled around him right now, Bob. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think in a nutshell, I think there is a chance. And I think it's a chance because Trump is going to cross party lines like he did last night at the convention with having a Teamster president come in and speak to him. I think he's a very attractive candidate because he will solve our problems. It's not a personality contest. It is, can you fix these problems that are dogging our country? And can you turn it around? He can. And I think that might excite that extra 10% to get us over the hump. So I would never say never. It's a very long shot, but I think it could happen.
All right. High lift, but doable. Bob Tiernan, thank you so much for the take on it. We'll have you back. Be well.
Hey, you take care, Bill. Love your show.
Oh, thank you very much. I love my show, too. Just kidding, Bob. Initially, Bob Tiernan, great talking with him. All right. 770-5633 to join in, because we're going to do the Diner 62 Real American Quiz after that. That was like that. That was the meat of the talk. And now you're going to have the dessert. $20 gift certificate from Diner 62. Your lunch destination. Oh, those amazing third pound burgers. Two pork chop and eggs, or 8-ounce New York steak and eggs on special on the weekends. Clam chowder Friday, crispy chicken sandwiches back on the menu. Avocado, you can put avocado on your ice cream if you want. To order, avocado is like really big right now, especially younger generations, I understand. 770-5633, 770-KMED. And if you haven't won this in the last 60 days, you can win it next on The Bill Meyer Show.
This hour of The Bill Meyer Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority in post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Rule number one, if you're looking to sell a home, choose a local real estate agent. Hey, it's Lars. And why? It starts with an overall knowledge of the area. But even more importantly, a local agent is a friend and neighbor who cares cares about the community just as much as you do. In the Medford area, that'd be my good friend Jared Hokanson of Hokanson Realty. Jared's a native of the Pacific Northwest, and his wife, Colette, is a former Oregon Young Mother of the Year. The Hokansons love Southern Oregon so much, they decided to raise their family there. If you're thinking of selling, Jared Hokanson guarantees to sell your home. And if he can't get it sold at a price and deadline you both agreed to, Jared will buy it himself. Some restrictions do apply. Find out what your property is worth for free and instantly. 541-772-SOLD.com. Call Jared today at 541-772-SOLD. That's 541-772-7653. Jared Hokanson of Hokanson Realty.
Rev up your engines, folks. American Rentier Garage is putting on the brakes this season, ending the high cost of vehicle repairs with their exclusive offer. Discounted Oregon e-deal certificates good for a whopping $75 off any service. Whether it's a routine checkup, oil change, brake repair, or full-on engine overhaul, trust the expert technicians to get the job done right. Visit OregonEDeals.com to snag your discounted certificate. Drive in. Save big. American Rentier Garage, across from Elmer's on Biddle.
Hi, it's Scuba Steve with Bicoastal Media and KMED. Today I'm chatting with Nick Jones, the principal of Jones & Associates Premier Financial Solutions. Nick, in retirement, how can people be sure they have as much tax-free income as possible?
Well, that actually can be a big challenge without the proper planning. During our strategy sessions, we find many people don't have any tax-free income sources at all. But there are often remedies to this particular issue. In fact, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2018 presented an excellent opportunity for clients to convert to Roth IRAs while taxes are on sale through the year 2025. Now, for high net worth clients in particular, leveraging life insurance to generate tax-free income for life can actually be an even better solution. So, when you meet with us for a strategy session, we'll compare Roth IRAs and life insurance side by side and let you know which will best suit your needs for tax-free retirement income.
Schedule a strategy session with Nick at JonesFinancialTalk.com.
Welcome to Staples, young man.
Tomorrow's my big day.
Big day?
First grade.
Aw. Well, you know, Staples has crayons, markers, glue.
I need a laptop.
Oh, yeah, sure. With Staples Hot Deals, you can save up to $300 on select PCs for school.
Wait. The finances are mom's department.
Right.
I'm looking for performance, like a Core i7 processor.
Boy, first grade has really changed.
Tell me about it.
Save big on tech for school with super low Staples Hot Deals. Right now, get up to $300 off select PCs at Staples. Ends 8/24.
106.3 KMED and 99.3 KBXG weather, sponsored by Advanced Air and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to deliver intelligent heating and cooling solutions and award-winning service. Visit myadvancedair.com.
Sunny and hot again today for the Rogue Valley. We're hitting a high of 105 and 62 for our overnight low. Little chance of thunderstorms today, but we will be breezy. Heat advisory in effect until 8 p.m. and red flag warning in effect 2 to 8 p.m. as well. For NBC 5 News, I'm Natalie Serna.
The Bill Myers Show is on 106.3 KMED.
It is 8:32, the Diner 62 Real American Quiz. And we're going back to revolutionary times. It was Today in History, Tuesday, July 16th, 1779. Let's go to Jack. Hello, Jack. How you doing?
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, it was today in 1779, Jack, that Anthony Wayne, American Brigadier General Anthony Wayne, launches a coup de main, or de main, or de main, or whatever it is, against British fortifications at Stony Point, New York. Now, this was on the order of General George Washington. And he ends up getting the moniker Mad Anthony Wayne for the maneuvers that he did here. So check this out. The British fort was on the cliffs at Stony Point, overlooking the Hudson River, and it threatened West Point, which was only 12 miles upriver. Now, Wayne was at the head of 1,200 light infantry. He successfully assaulted what the British thought was an impregnable position. They thought, hey, we're up here on this cliff overlooking Hudson River. You're not going to be able to do anything at us. Good luck. The question is, though, how many of the 1,200 Continental soldiers were killed in that attack, Jack? Was it A, 15, B, 45, C, 90, D, 180, or E, 360. How many of the 1,200 died? What do you think, Jack?
360.
You're thinking it was about a fourth. No, not this time. It was less than 360. I appreciate you trying, though, Jack. Let me go to Tom. Tom, you're up here next. 1545-9180. We have Mad Anthony Wayne ends up, getting this amazing victory out of this. Just crazy. 1545-90 or 180, how many soldiers did it cost?
About 90.
About 90, going there in the middle. No, it wasn't that either. So 90 is gone, 360 is gone. Let me just make sure and get this out of the way so we can go to Eric and maybe Eric for the win. We'll see. Eric, is it 1545 or 180 soldiers died in that amazing attack?
I'll go low, 15.
You'll go low, 15. Survey says
you're a winner.
You got it, Eric. Remarkably, now hold on, Eric. I'll get you on here in just a moment. Remarkably, the attack took place under cover of darkness. They only used bayonets as weapons. It only lasted 30 minutes. Only 15 were killed, 83 hurt. The British lost 20, 63, and 472 captured. 2 days later, Wayne, now dubbed Mad Anthony Wayne for his successful undertaking of the mission that had seemed doomed to fail, destroyed the fort and evacuated the area. Congress rewarded Wayne's effort with a medal. So he was just, crazy as the fox, as they say here, Eric, and he ended up winning that battle. Great story. And we are going to send you to Diner 62. Hang on, and we'll get that popped out to you. Enjoy it. Bon appetit, 834.
For over 20 years, Johnson Builders has constructed custom-designed, engineered buildings all over our area that not only meet but exceed modern post-frame standards, featuring stronger laminated columns that are 100% treated, warrantied, and provide superior structural integrity. Every building is tailored to meet your specific needs and budget. Visit Johnson.Builders to view their past projects and start planning yours.
Johnson Builders, building for your future.
It's heating up outside. Hi, this is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. And now is the time to check your air conditioning and cabin air filters. A clogged filter can affect the performance of your air conditioning, and you want your family breathing the freshest air possible. As summer goes on, suppliers start charging more for Freon, so now is a great time to get in. Call us for an appointment today. You can find us online at kellysautomotive.com. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer. Always appreciate you listening, no matter the time. Live 6 to 9 weekdays on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KBXG. I'm here for you. But life has a way of getting busy, so if you miss a show and you want to catch up, or you just have a different schedule, well, that's what my podcasts are for. The last 3 months or so of my shows available for free download and sharing on KMED.com or BillMeyerShow.com. Podcasts are sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They're helping keep you current. Find out about their services on ClouserDrilling.com. News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. A fugitive wanted since February for domestic abuse and abandoning two children, a six-month-old and a one-and-a-half-year-old in the woods, has been arrested after a high-speed chase. Jackson County deputies arrested Justin Trompeter after a 120-mile-an-hour chase that started at a Medford Jack-in-the-Box and ended in a crash south of Grants Pass. He's facing a long list of charges, including a 2019 parole violation. As large fires continue to grow in eastern Oregon, firefighters mostly have the Salt Creek Fire northeast of Bedford under control. It's been holding at 4,100 acres and is 60% contained, with a number of evacuation notices being canceled Monday afternoon. The Oregon Business Report says a May survey of 649 hiring managers shows 40% of employers have posted fake job listings in the last year to boost morale, alleviate employee concerns over heavy workloads, and suggest company growth. Bill London, KMED.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Artisan Bakery Cafe, your go-to for all things delicious. Now serving amazing summer specials. Try their turtle brownie, loaded with caramel and pecans, blueberry cream cheese coffee cake, chocolate hazelnut croissant, lavender cupcakes filled with Bavarian cream, and coconut cream beignets. So many fresh baked goodies just waiting for you. Swing by Tuesday through Friday from 7 to 3 and Saturday from 8 to 3 at 1325 Center Drive across from South Fred Meyer. That's the Artisan Bakery Cafe.
Fontana Roofing is celebrating their 27th anniversary installing roofs in Southern Oregon. And the universe seems to be giving the crew subtle reminders.
Better slow down a bit. The speed sign clocked you at 27 and a 25.
Whoops. I'm distracted looking for the job site. What's the address again?
27.
Okay, we got another block, so looks like another nice day. High of 81.
27.
What?
81 Fahrenheit is 27 Celsius.
Weird. Oh, there it is, and we're right on time.
Actually, we're 3 minutes early. It's
27 after. Okay, enough Twilight Zone. Hand me my tool belt in. Let's get cracking.
Here you go. Whoops.
Roofing nails all over the floorboard.
27.
What is this? Rain Man?
Count them.
It's no coincidence why Fontana Roofing has been serving the Rogue Valley for 27 years. Our longevity is owed to our hardworking employees, past and present, and our loyal customers. Thank you from Fontana Roofing.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED.
8:39, open for business, and we have Charisse here who's here to save you money. And in inflationary times, and when everybody's saying that, well, I don't care what you paid a year ago, you're going to have to pay more. Well, Charisse is here from No Wires Now to say, yeah, you could pay less in many cases, but you have to call her. Call or text 541-680-5875. Send a copy of your bill. By the way, everything we're going to talk about, the same kind of thing. We just want to make sure that you know that the restrictions apply. Call No Wires and get all the details on it. And internet service is not provided by Dish, right? We know that much, but there are a lot of other things that are provided by Dish, and that's including money savings, right, Charisse? Welcome back.
Good morning, Bill. Yes, of course. I wanted to talk quickly about Victoria and Hank. They heard me on the radio talking to you.
Yeah.
And they came in, they brought their bills, and I saved him $3,720 a year.
Now, even in the state of Oregon's budget, that's a lot of money, okay? So
that is so much. That was, like, probably one of the highest ones. So I'm like, you know, if you're listening to me right now and you haven't called me and, you know, you got Dish or Direct, I offer both, okay? I can help you switch, save you money, and then I'm going to help you lower your internet and cell phone bills for free. And that is how I got them down to saving them the over $3,000 a year, is by just doing that.
It's like $300 a month that you ended up cutting that bill down.
Yeah.
And what was the mechanism? And what did you do? Did you put them on a good Dish plan and then find a different way on cell phone? I mean, how did that actually work for them, for these two?
Okay, so they have DirecTV, right? They had DirecTV. They were paying $175. I switched them to Dish. They went from $175 to $89.99.
Oh, man.
I saved them $100 there,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
And then they had CenturyLink. They were paying CenturyLink $120 a month. I helped them call CenturyLink, and I got their bill down to $40.
That's pretty intense.
Yeah.
That's another $80 you saved there, right?
Yep. And then they had their cell phone bill with U.S. Cellular. I switched them with me. I got their U.S. Cellular bill from $175 a month to $50.
Wow. Same phone number?
Yeah.
Same numbers? Everything?
Yeah. Same phone, same number. Yeah, and they're so happy. She sent me a basket. She's like, oh, thank you. I'm so glad I heard you on the radio. So I'm like, yeah, I'm thinking about all the people who hear me.
Well,
and haven't called me yet.
and the point being, though, is that your locally owned company, and by the way, how's Kyle doing? How's Lyle, rather?
He's doing great. He's out there doing the installs for us, and then he brings me back your old equipment, and I return it for you, and then I help you cancel your old stuff. I mean, how great is that? I do a lot of extra stuff for you.
The whole idea of No Wires is that you do the work, and it's about spoiling clients, but you can only spoil clients. So the idea is that call or text and get this part started, right?
I mean, they're basically all Bill Meyer clients, so they all get spoiled, yes. Everyone gets spoiled.
Hey, at least my name is good for something. I'm glad to know that, Charisse.
It is. It is. You've helped me so much. I appreciate you.
Okay.
And I did want to mention, you know, if you have Spectrum Internet, if you're paying like $80 a month for it, $85, I've been helping my clients get their internet down to $29.99, and you can still keep Spectrum. And then I help them get the free cell phone service.
Now, this for $29.99, is this a but it's, I guess it's probably only in certain addresses, right? You have to qualify.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So basically, you have to call me or text me, and you know, you can take a picture of your Spectrum bill and text it to me. That's super cool, and then I can look at, you know, what they're charging you and stuff, and then I can let you know what we can do. And if you want to do the $29.99 deal, you know, if you're single and you don't stream a lot and you don't play video games, then you can totally do the $29.99 package. You don't need the $80 package.
Yeah, and that's usually the difference in a lot of these cell phone packages. It's like, what's, you know, how big is the data hit you want to use on streaming movies on your phone? If you don't stream movies on your phone, who cares, right?
Right. And all of that, the cell phone, it's unlimited talk, text, and data. It's through Verizon. So if you have Verizon, oh my gosh, and your bill is like $300 a month because you have your family and your kids on it, I can help you keep Verizon and cut the bill in half. So, I mean, that's huge. That's like, you know, saving you thousands of dollars right there, too.
All right. Now, once again, restrictions apply. You just have to call Charisse and find out all the ins and outs of something like this, like any other deal, because every customer is an individual. Depends on where you are and the particular deals available. But you can just call or text her right now, 541-680-5875, 541-680-5875. Send a copy of the bill or else drop by No Wires Now, and that's down on Biddle Road next door to the Cigar Cave, right, over there by People's Bank.
Yep. Okay. Yep. And I just wanted to say one more thing. I want to say hi to my mom and dad because I know they're listening. And I took them to the Butte Creek Mill this weekend. We actually went 2 days. Oh my gosh, Bill, that place is so amazing. And I want to put contribute some of my commission this month, and I'm going to donate it to the Butte Creek Mill. I love that place.
Okay,
so,
very.
If you haven't been there, you got to check it out.
You know, I haven't checked out the rebuild. I'll have to go take a look, okay?
Oh, it's so beautiful. Yes, do it.
All right, very good. Hey, Charisse, thanks so much for checking in. NoWiresNow.com, 541-680-5875. Thanks for being on Open for Business, okay?
Yes.
Take care.
Call me.
Yep. Call her and make her really busy until she'll treat you like a king or a queen, depending on your gender. Okay. We don't discriminate. This is the Bill Myers Show, 845 at KMED and KCMD. Make that KBXG, right? Call sign change, but still 99.3. Appreciate you wherever you are. And it's open phone time now on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. If you didn't get a chance to get in earlier, now's the time to swoop in and do it now. Hi, it's Bill Meyer. I told you I saved by switching my home and auto to Sky Park Insurance, but I'm not the only one. Here's Carol from Central Point.
Sky Park doubled my liability coverage on 3 cars and my travel trailer, and they cut my premium in half, saving me over $1,100 a year, and it was easy. Thanks, Steve.
Sky Park is an independent agency with providers like Progressive, Safeco, Foremost, and more. Call Steve for a quote, 541-261-5444, or visit skyparkins.com.
At Sky Park, we make insurance easy.
Getting ready for a summer road trip? Click on the travel report on KMED.com for the latest road construction, road cams, and gas prices in our region. Be prepared with the travel report on KMED.com. Brought to you by Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford.
Patriot Electric is bringing power to the people this summer with their Generac Generator giveaway. Go to KMED.com and enter to win a GP6500-watt Generac portable generator from Patriot Electric, your local Generac generator dealer that installs a full line of generators to keep your property powered up during outages. Visit KMED.com for details and enter to win now through July 23rd. Patriot Electric is your authorized Generac dealer for energy independence. Power to the people by Patriot.
Life's busy, and off is not an option. You need to be on the water, on the call, on the road. Life's waiting. Power on with Batteries Plus. Visit one of over 700 locations today.
I'm Tony Dusty with Dusty's Transmissions, and I'm on KMED.
It's 8:47. Let's do some emails of the day. A lot of people have been writing me some good stuff here. Emails of the day. And they're sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson and Central Point Family Dentistry. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. And by the way, if you don't have dental insurance. They can help you out there because they have an in-house dental plan. It works a lot like insurance, but better benefits and fewer restrictions. And, you know, dental care, like everything else, is, you know, big on the budget. So make sure and go to people that are going to be able to help you out the best. Central Point Family Dentistry. And it's right next door to the Mazatlan Mexican restaurant in Central Point. And so you get off I-5 and you go over on Pine and you turn left on Freeman. And it's right next door. There's McDonald's, and then there's the Basilon, and then there's CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. Okay? All right. Jan writes this morning, assassination attempt. Hey, Bill, wondering why you often say assassination when it was attempt. Hannity does it too. From looking at Trump last night, I think he was still taking pain medication. That's why he looks subdued. All right, Jan. I don't think I said assassination because I said would-be assassin. I've said that a lot, you know, the would-be assassin and assassination attempt. Maybe I'm just trying to irritate you. See if you're paying attention. Maybe Hannity is too, okay? I appreciate the email. Mark writes me this morning, Bill, and Mark Hamill ended up doing a tweet or whatever it is, a post on X last night. First appearance of ludicrously oversized ear bandage, apparently not needed prior to tonight. And then there was a response from Steve to this on X. It's pretty funny. Mark Hamill, of course, you know, the Star Wars lib, right? And says, your dude hid in a basement during a pandemic that had a 99.8% survival rate. Trump is out in public hours after being shot by one of the lunatics. Sit this one out. Okay. Steve, I kind of appreciate that. Glenn Archambeau weighs in on the conversation about unions. He says, Bill, I started in a union mine at Pearl Harbor on Oahu, operating engineers. At 16, I got a union shop job. It was a great job if you could manage to not get killed. I went to work for the big equipment dealers in Jackson County, heavy logging and mining. Building I-5 at the Summit, built tanks at the Oak Street Tank and Steel. No union shops in Jackson County. Today, I still have my union card from 1976. In those days, no one worked if you were a danger or could not do the work. The foreman would send you home for good. Glenn, appreciate you sharing the take on that. Let's see. Lynn writes, good morning, Bill. Thank you for all the work you do to keep us informed. Thank you very much, Lynn. I'm glad to help here. But Lynn says, I'm thinking President Trump deserves a Purple Heart Medal, military service or not. He shed his blood in service to our country. Who would make the presentation? Oh, doesn't the current president do that? Fan chance of that happening. God bless the USA. MAGA, the other Lynn. Thank you very much, Lynn. Appreciate your writing. Dave ends up writing about the Trump case with Judge Cannon. I was talking about that earlier this morning with Michael O'Neill from Landmark Legal and says, Bill, couple of things on this decision from Judge Cannon. Interestingly, appeal at the 11th District is led by Clarence Thomas. And did A.G. Garland break any law by fecklessly appointing Smith and subject to any legal recourse himself? Thanks. Dave from Sonora. Dave, I don't know the answer to that one. That's interesting. I might pop an email over to Michael and see if there's any liability involved there. Alan Kissy writes in, Bill, as much praise as we have for President Trump, I constantly remind myself all praise and glory to our Creator and Savior. Christ is the equation. I appreciate your writing about that, okay? Randy says, Bill, they missed this time. If at first you don't succeed, try again. And he believes they will try again. Do you think Randy's right about that? Ava ends up writing this morning, or AJ rather, says, I was waiting for the gun control narrative to come out, so finally yesterday with The View. I think President Biden's first statement after the attempt started with gun violence. You never heard about car violence or knife violence. It's about crime, not the weapon. Also, can you imagine car control, knife control, machete control, hammer control? But yeah, The View's co-host ended up calling for gun control following the Trump assassination attempt. Probably when it comes to The View, AJ, The View is, yeah, they want more gun control. They just want whoever is going after him to have more control on the gun. In other words, do a better job of that, okay? A lot of people have been writing me. In fact, I was it was Paul Romero. Paul Romero is, of course, a political figure in Oregon. And he wrote an open letter And I think Loma Wharton ended up signing in on this over in Joe County. And it has to do about the 2024 Republican platform, which ended up dropping some gun rights promises, or it's kind of leaning out some of the verbiage in there. And also the pro-life aspect was kind of dropped out. And Paul was writing to everyone, including me, "This change in the platform does not drop any gun rights promises. It merely states that what it needs to. They support the Second Amendment as written and as intended. This does not work against us. As for the source of this article, seems like the negative propaganda trying to influence us away from the Republican Party platform and Trump. By the way, fewer words are best. Consider our Constitution." Now, he does add that Oregon Right to Life isn't happy that the same platform doesn't highlight pro-choice positions, but the Oregon Republican Party platform removed their pro-choice statement already, yet no complaints from Oregon Right to Life. That's really interesting. Paul, I appreciate you writing me about that. And as far as the pro-life issue on the Republican Party platform, either at the state or at the federal level, I think that how do I put this? Because it's a big deal. It's a big deal. I responded to that letter change, and the leaning out of some of this platform verbiage does concern me a little bit. But I think there's a higher issue in play here. The GOP faithful, many GOP faithful, are having a tough time coming to the political reality that getting rid of Roe v. Wade did what they wanted to do it for decades. And remember the claim that that pro-life folks wanted to do? They wanted it returned to the states. Here's the problem, though, guys. The states have largely moved left. Even many of the right-wing states, the red states, they've moved left on abortion, especially on the coast. Now, abortion, unfortunately, no matter what you think about it, if you're really against it, it's a mainstream political loser of an issue for the GOP to function on right now, or to focus on, all right? And we're at a different point, in my opinion, in the abortion battles. There's a lot of abortion because it's popular. And that's indicating a greater moral decline among the people, in my opinion. Just giving you my take on it, all right? We're at the point where, you know, talking about nationwide bans and everything else, don't even bother. Don't even bother trying to do that right now. It's a loser politically and will just cause more problems than it solves. I think our real job right now, if you're pro-life, is to be persuading and changing hearts and minds about abortion and make the moral case for same. Because it's been returned to the states, at this point, nothing's going to change in the state of Oregon. Oh, my gosh. In fact, there's probably going to be a push to enshrine that in the Constitution. Maybe the idea is to push for doing it less and making the moral case of it being wrong, in your opinion, you know, that kind of thing. But trying to have the government be the hammer, that's gone, because it's, remember, the right wing wanted for years, hey, just turn it back to the states. And then even the red states moving left on abortion, right? That's just reality. 770-563-3770-KMED. Let me go back to the phones. Hi, good morning. Who's this? It's Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. You got one bugging you? Who's this?
Good morning, Bill.
Hey, Brad. How you doing? Welcome. Welcome back.
Hey, since you're talking current events, mm-hmm. I'm a student of history. Did you know when Robert Kennedy was killed, what was the cause of his death, the actual medical report?
No, I can't say I ever read the medical report.
The medical report was provided by Thomas Noguchi.
Oh, yeah. Remember him.
Who also did Marilyn Monroe's mm-hmm. autopsy.
Yes.
But the bottom line is, the closest that Sirhan Sirhan got physically to Robert Kennedy was between 3.5 and 4 feet.
Mm-hmm.
What caused Robert Kennedy's death, and it's documented fact, was 2 contact wounds behind his right ear.
How did that happen, right?
Well, he did have a called-in security guard at the last minute who did fire his weapon, but there was lots of discrepancies on details.
I also recall that there were more gunshots recorded by a news crew there, more sounds of gunshots recorded than there were actually bullets in the guns available or officially available, that kind of thing. I thought that was interesting.
I think the benefit to reflecting on this is to watch the current set of circumstances with the Trump attempt.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of information that's coming to the surface that doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Swiss cheese narrative, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Full of holes and things that are just not making sense. And I don't know, maybe the situation is you have the lone wolf crazy and, of course, is not there to explain it. And maybe it is just that. And it's just a cigar is just a cigar. But, yeah, it's raised a lot of questions in many minds. Thank you so much, Brad. You have a great day. We'll talk more tomorrow on Wheels Up Wednesday.
Dreaming of moving to your dream property in the county? Most rural properties rely on a well. Clouser Drilling is here to make sure your dream doesn't turn into a nightmare. Before you buy, you'll want to make sure the well is producing plenty of water. If a new